Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the harsh winter weather can play havoc with our skin, and there are some great products that can help, but some can do more harm than good. And for some advice on the matter, I'm joined by Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist in the Black Rock Clinic. Dr. Coleman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So we're in a different season now, and I was saying there about all of the different products that are available. Some of them are great, but what are the ones that concern you most that people tend to gravitate towards?
Very interesting question. Probably the ones with the most active ingredients. So there's a common tendency for young women in particular nowadays to go online and to buy lots and lots of products, a whole tranche of products and serums, and put one on after the other, especially on websites like The Ordinary, where they're very cheap. Mm-hmm. And they think some is good, more is better. And they'll use a lot of harsh products where at their age they don't need to. They overuse glycolic acid products, they overuse retinols, or they congest their skin, Claire, by putting on far too much, and then they create acne. We call that acne cosmetica, or rosacea cosmetica, where they actually create the problems by using too much heavy, thick skincare for their young skin.
So who does need things like glycolic acid and retinols?
Well, it all depends on the skin type. The people who can benefit most from the very active ingredients are indeed the people who are aging. And I have to continually remind 19 and 20-year-olds that they're really not showing any signs of aging yet. What they need is the most important active product is sun protection. And if they would start that and have a healthy diet, lots of exercise, sleep and no smoking, at an early age they'll even need fewer glycolics. But glycolics and retinols and vitamin C are super active skincare products for dull, pigmented, fine lines, congested pores, etc. They can really brighten up a dull complexion. And when we age, we develop slightly thicker layer. Our skin turns over more slowly. We get this thicker layer, which makes the skin look dull. And by taking that off with chemical exfoliants like glycolic acid skincare cleansers, we create this lovely radiant skin. Okay. So while we're going to get wrinkles, and we're going to get laxity and sagging, we don't have to have a dull, pigmented complexion.
Okay, I've been handed pages of questions for you now. So let's get started. Robert says, what's the best treatment for rosacea, which you've mentioned there? Is any over-the-counter cream or treatment effective?
The best treatment for rosacea, Claire, is a medical opinion. And I'm really glad he asked that, because what we're seeing, dermatologists get very frustrated when people come into us, they've spent a year or two waiting and trying out very expensive, maybe €300 or €400 worth of creams and serums recommended by self-appointed skincare experts and bloggers that totally overpromise to cure their rosacea, when what he needs to do is to pop into the doctor, get medical advice. And skincare products can definitely complement the medical advice for rosacea.
Okay, what's your view on probiotic skincare? Is it a gimmick? Carolyn wants to know.
I think that's going to be a very interesting area coming down the track. They're developing products. They're now available on Amazon. I haven't tried them myself, but I really do think we're going to be doing more with probiotics for rosacea, eczema, psoriasis, and possibly acne.
Okay, I have another query here. This is an interesting one about keloids. So Liz had a shoulder replacement in January, and on the scar she's got keloids, which are, well, you'll explain to us what they are. I'm quite aware of them, but she says that they are hurting her. They're very sore when her clothes, her bra strap touches the area. Now, she was told to use Brufen gel, but that's not working.
We treat a lot of keloid scars, and we do so with lasers and steroid injections, together with a steroid impregnated tape, fludroxycortide, which you could get from the GP to get her going, and sometimes a silicone gel. The keloid is too much healing. It's overgrowth of fibrous tissue, and they can be quite painful and quite itchy, and they can restrict her movement, so she could definitely get help.
Some of them are benign, though, aren't they, keloids?
They're all benign, okay. So they are benign skin tumours. By that I mean they will overgrow. They're overgrowth of tissue, so they're a tumour, but they are totally benign, and they will never spread in the body and kill you.
This is an interesting one. My daughter is 8, and I'm wondering what I should be doing for her skincare routine. What moisturiser, etc., or any other advice would be welcome?
a wet face cloth.
Right. How did I thought you'd say that?
That's
just
all.
Just on the basics, Rosemary, what is the skincare routine that we should all be following in the winter season?
Okay. Well, you know the first thing I'm going to say, Claire, is sunblock.
Mm-hmm.
And what's very interesting is a lot of research is going on in this area, and the newer generation sunblocks protect against UVA, BC, infrared, blue light and visible light. And recent research is showing that the visible light, which is very bright out there today, will continue to cause pigmentation in particular. So, and believe it or not, tinted sunblocks have actually got more protection against this visible light than the regular. So a sunblock 365 days a year, at least a factor 30. A good cleanser. I don't believe you need double washing. I think take your cleanser off, just wash properly at night. You're washing away the pollution, and if you're female, you're washing away the makeup. Wash it off with a muslin or a face cloth in water. Don't wipe it off with cotton pads. You leave a film on the skin, and that causes congestion. So a good wash once at night, and then in the morning, just a wet face cloth. And then the rest of the skincare is appropriate to your skin type. So if you have an acne-prone skin, you should select products for acne-prone skin in your local pharmacy. They don't have to cost the earth. There are a lot of very good ranges available in all pharmacies. Most of them are based on thermal spa water, and they really do deliver for the price. Most of the products are under €20.
Where do you stand on masks? Because a lot of particularly younger people will spend a good bit of money on all sorts of highly coloured masks, the green ones and the purple ones and so on. Are they doing anything?
Most of them aren't, and most of them are a gimmick. A lot of them came from Korea a couple of years ago, these cloth masks. Personally, I love a mask in the bath. And particularly if I feel like I want to hydrate my skin, I love it. But the trouble is a lot of the youngsters are applying masks to cure their acne. And what's happening there is they're delaying treatment for their acne. And as you know, acne is not a benign skin condition. It scars. So anything that delays them going to the doctor is bad.
Okay, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much indeed. And so many queries coming in. We'll talk again. Dr. Rosemary Coleman. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.